In many places of the world, press freedom seems to be on the decline. How important press freedom is for the powers that be, at least on the surface, was expressed by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
A free press is essential for peace, justice, and human rights for all. It is crucial to building transparent and democratic societies and keeping those in power accountable. It is vital for sustainable development. Journalists and media workers shine a light on local and global challenges and tell the stories that need to be told.
That sounds, of course, very nice, but in practice it simply doesn't work like that. Just days ago, a massive car bomb in Afghanistan took the lives of 9 journalists. I talked to Sakia Rizayeh, the editor of the English-language Daily Outlook Afghanistan in Kabul. Believe it or not, in spite of that massive attack, he was still optimistic.
It was a sad day for us, but the same day, the family of the media gathered in the same place that there was an explosion. And they all announced their strong commitment to the freedom of press and said that such court act will not prevent them from working towards providing unbiased information to the people. So it's a historic day and sad day. Historic in that our media showed that they will strongly resist against the terrorists, and sad day that we lost lots of our journalists.
Journalists in many countries face increasing problems. Amnesty issued a report yesterday saying that Turkey is becoming a jail for journalists, referring to the arrests of 120 journalists over the last year. The situation for media in countries such as China, Iran or Eritrea remains extremely bad. How is the situation in Europe? Hungary recently published a blacklist of journalists critical of the government. But in other Eastern European countries, the situation seems even worse. I spoke to Rosen Bosev, a journalist with the magazine Capital in Sofia, Bulgaria. According to Reporters Without Borders, Bulgaria is the worst European country when it comes to freedom of the press. Bosev was not surprised by the moves against the press in Hungary.
The things that are ongoing in Hungary are very obvious and explicit. Here in Bulgaria, the so-called blacklists are informal, not public, but they're well known by the journalists. After the financial crisis 2008, 2009, and the internet affected the print media, they affected a lot the financial sustainability of the media. So they became very weak. And for the government, it was much more easier to tackle down and make pressure on them. They realized that they're dependent from EU funds money, from government money, and it became much more easier to buy media.
Another cause for concern is the mistrust among the general public that seems to be growing as a result of accusations that target the media, saying that they're spreading what is called fake news. So with that, the killings and the increased control and manipulation of the media, today there is not much cause for optimism for the journalistic profession.